Business entities, functions, and structures. When someone makes the decision to start a business, deciding what type of business entity to choose is one of the most important decisions that will need to be made. Here are some of the most common types of business entities. Sole proprietorship. A sole proprietorship is the simplest business entity to set up. With sole proprietorship, there is only one owner. There are no forms to fill out or registrations required with the state. Although a local business license, permit, or assumed name certificate may be required. Because in a sole proprietorship, one person is the sole owner, there is no need to file a separate tax return, but the owner is required to file a Schedule C with their individual tax return. The owner is responsible for paying their own self-employment taxes, which includes the employer's share of Social Security and Medicare contributions. Despite the minimal requirements, sole proprietors are held personally liable for debts, obligations, and lawsuits, among other business-like requirements. They are also not permitted to sell interest in the business. Since the business is reported on the owner's personal tax return, deduction expenses such as medical insurance are restricted to the caps and restrictions for an individual. Partnership. A partnership is a business entity that is owned by two or more people. Types of partnerships include general partnerships, limited liability partnerships, and limited partnerships. A general partnership is an agreement in which the partners share in all the assets and profits as well as in the financial and legal liabilities of the business. From a tax standpoint, a general partnership serves as a pass-through entity. This means that a general partnership must file an annual information return with the IRS, but is not subject to federal income tax. Each partner is required to include any income gained or lost on their individual tax returns according to ownership proportion or the partnership agreement. Because the partners are not considered employees, they are not issued a W-2 at the end of the year. Also, because partners in a general partnership are personally and jointly liable for the obligations of the partnership, creditors can seek the personal assets of the partners to satisfy claims against the business. A limited liability partnership is similar to a general partnership. However, an LLP protects a business partner from liabilities and obligations that may result from the malpractice, wrongful acts, negligence, omissions, or misconduct of the partners. This means that each partner's liability is largely limited to their own actions. This type of business structure is often used by professionals such as lawyers, accountants, and doctors. And registration with the state is often required before the business can be recognized as an LLP. Just like a general partnership, an LLP is treated as a pass-through entity for tax purposes. Any income that is gained or lost are filed on the individual tax returns of the partners according to ownership proportion or the partnership agreement. C Corporation. A C Corporation, or known as C Corp, often simply called a corporation, is a business entity that is taxed separately from its owner and subject to corporate income tax. Profits are also taxed to the shareholder when distributed as dividends. A C corporation is owned by shareholders who elect a board of directors to make business decisions and oversee organizational policies. A C corporation in most cases is required to report its financial operations to the state attorney general. Because a C corporation is considered an independent entity, it does not cease to exist even after its shareholders or owners change. C corporations provide multiple advantages. Because a C corporation is a separate legal entity, the owners have limited liability with respect to the business debts. However, in rare instances, an owner can be personally sued if they are found to be liable for the corporation's actions or debts. Other advantages of C corporations are the clear distinction between personal and corporate assets, freely transferable shares of stock, the ability to have an unlimited number of stockholders, different classes of stock, and favorable tax treatment on certain expenses. The disadvantages of C corporations include double taxation, increased administrative expenses, and compliance formalities, such as the board of directors and shareholder meetings. S Corporation. An S Corporation, also known as an S subchapter, is a type of corporation that operates like a C corporation, but is subject to taxation like a partnership. This type of corporation passes on the corporate income, losses, credits, and deductions to shareholders for federal tax purposes. The shareholders report the flow through of income and losses to their individual tax returns, and these are assessed based on their individual tax rates. This makes it possible for S corporations to avoid double taxation on corporate income. For a business to qualify as an S corporation, there are IRS requirements that must be met. A corporation must be domiciled in the U.S., have no more than 100 shareholders, and have only one class of stock. The type of shareholders is also limited to individuals, certain trusts, and estates. Corporations, partnerships, or non-resident alien shareholders are prohibited from owning stock in an S corporation. Limited liability company. LLC is another common form of business entity. This is a hybrid entity that combines some of the characteristics of a C corporation with those of a partnership or sole proprietorship. However, depending on the elections an LLC makes, it can be treated like a corporation, partnership, or disregarded entity for tax purposes. An LLC can be arranged in ways that allow for added flexibility. For example, there are no restrictions on who can own an LLC. An LLC can be owned by an LLC, an individual, corporations, or foreign entities. There are also no limits on the number of owners, called members, that an LLC can have. LLCs are required to create a legal document called an operating agreement that establishes the guidelines that govern the operation of the company. This agreement is usually requested by banks, mortgage companies, and other institutions when applying for a loan or setting up an account. The agreement also includes provisions related to the manager of the LLC and its equity structure, which can be structured like a partnership or corporation. There are a few advantages to setting up an LLC, such as limited liability for the members and pass-through taxation that avoids double taxation. A few disadvantages are an LLC ceases to exist when a member leaves the LLC, and the fees to set up an LLC can be expensive.